Given the choice, would you rather have a good conscience, a broken heart, or a sincere faith? Hi, this is Robert Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day. I've been reading a book by John Kleinig called Grace Upon Grace, and he has a beautiful illustration for conscience that I never really thought about in the same way. It's a pretty obvious illustration, though. He says that a good conscience involves us rotating between the different people in the courtroom. Primarily, we are the accused when we think about a conscience. We are the one who is being looked at by the judge who has to discern if we're really guilty or not. But we oftentimes switch over to the prosecutor, and we can really be good at increasing our guilt. And some people then resort to self-righteousness, which we know is not the answer. It's the grace of Christ. But then we can switch to the defense, and that is oftentimes, unfortunately, self-righteous territory. Well, I didn't really mean that, didn't really do that. And then we are the judge. Are we guilty or are we innocent? And a good conscience really does that. And people can erode different aspects of a good conscience. We know that a conscience actually comes from our heart. Romans 2, 14 and 15 tells us that the law is written in the heart. And so we are sort of built in, whether we know Jesus or not. We have a conscience, and some consciences are good and some are poor because we erode different aspects of the conscience. But ultimately, it comes from that knowledge of right and wrong, that Jiminy Cricket built in our head that reminds us that we have fallen short of God's glory. The verdict, by the way, is always guilty without Christ. That's really self-justification and righteousness never works. Jesus once said to the rich man who addressed him as good teacher, he said, you know, no one is good but God alone. Why do you call me good? And of course, Jesus is indicating, I either am good, and he was, or I'm not who you think I am. A broken heart is slightly different. David, who committed horrific sins, wrote in Psalm 51, a broken and contrite heart you will not despise. So actually what God wants after we've done our conscious searching is to have that broken heart to realize, yes, we have fallen far short of what God expects. And then we turn to look for justification, not to ourselves or to our motives, but instead to Christ. And we say, you know, Lord, do your work. Wash me. And that also is another verse in Psalm 51, verse 10, create in me a clean heart. It's an astonishing recreation. And of course, Paul picks up that theme in Ephesians 2:10 and says we're created in Christ Jesus. But just before that, Paul says in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 that we have been given or gifted with faith. It is by grace we have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. And so this idea that faith is what really saves us. These three beautiful concepts come together in a verse that I have often held up to anybody who's new to our church as really a theme verse, 1 Timothy 1:5. But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. You see, really, Christ gives us all of those things. Christ takes every single place in the courtroom. He is the accused who dies in our place on the cross. He is our advocate, the one who defends us. He is also the prosecuting through the word of God, the law. He condemns us, and he ultimately is the judge. And he is able to make us stand in the presence of his glory because we are robed in his righteousness by the gift of faith in him. This is Rob Foote, pastor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Ithaca, New York, your radio pastor for the day, encouraging you to be in Christ and have all those things.